Above you, on the highway, the cars speed past. We've ducked through the echoing tunnel under the overpass and crossed the lanes of traffic to the small park on the other side. To your left is a pond, and beside the pond is a sign. Danger. Keep out of water. Unsafe, soft sediment on bottom of pond. Entrapment, likely. Below that, an addendum. No pets allowed. Get a little closer to the water, but not too close. Peer in, try to divine its depths. What disparate elements have come together to create a sediment so hungry we must be warned to stay away? How much has been consumed, enveloped in stickiness and decay, carried down and held in a bed of waste, of decomposing rot? But perhaps that sign is a mere abundance of caution. Come around the corner. See the ducks and cormorants bobbing on the water? Their buoyancy lending them the ability to float above the sediment that would drown them, above the potential consequence of greater substance, above that heavy, downward pull. Continue down the path, along the banks of the pond until you come to the birdhouses. Row upon row they stand, marked for research, capped with barbed wire. The only birds here are in the water. The ground is covered in snail shells. They crunch beneath your feet, abandoned homes, all. Beyond the birdhouses across the water, see the heavy machinery moving. Arms that grab and lift and pull like some strange insect. If you listen, you can hear it. Metal scraping against metal, falling, shifting, piles of waste collapsing, on the way to becoming something new. This noise is inescapable, but the birds are quiet. This is as it should be, isn't it? Continual change on the way to becoming something new. Look back towards the highway. The rush of cars, of humans, of movement, of motion. each one a being, each one insulated and conditioned, removed from the noise, the birds, the sediment, itself a gleaming carapace, a shell crushing rather than crushed. Last night, you dreamed an apocalypse.